General Motors has settled a Georgia lawsuit involving the death of a driver whose car caught on fire after being rear-ended by another vehicle. The judge in that case had criticized GM sharply for the company's efforts to keep two key documents out of the proceedings. Those documents date back to 1973 and 1981, and both deal with the potential cost of lawsuits from collisions where a gas tank fire erupted. Joining us now to discuss this case is NPR's Don Gagne. Don, the Wall Street Journal reports this morning that the settlement in this case is in the range of $50 million. Is that what you're hearing?
What we're hearing today, and this is from General Motors, is that there is a settlement. They will confirm that. There's a settlement in principle, though it is pending the approval of the court. But as to the actual amount, the company will not say how much, but they are saying that speculation that it is in the mid-eight-figure range is inaccurate. And so that's what we're hearing today.
Mid-eight-figure, for those of us without a pencil, is somewhere around $50 million.
Right.
Inaccurate. This is a case that was supposed to go to trial next week. Perhaps you can remind us what the facts of it were.
Yeah, just briefly, it was a 1997 accident involving a small car, a Chevy Chevette. They don't make those anymore. Model year 1985. The gas tank burst into flames during a crash. A man was killed, and his widow sued GM, saying they put profits before her husband's personal safety in this case, and knowingly put a defective product on the road, a product that they knew how to make safer, but chose not to because of cost considerations, and that decision ultimately led to death in this case.
Now, the documents in question were written at GM long before the accident that's at stake in this case, and they're written by, I gather, a pretty low-level engineer. They've certainly come back to haunt GM.
Right. 26 years old is the first one written by this engineer, Mr. Ivy. GM has, for the most part, managed to keep these memos out of court. But that Ivy document looks at the cost of making General Motors fuel tanks in these cars safer. And he calculates a cost at about $2.40 a car. There are about 41 million vehicles it would have to apply to. And it puts that figure up against the potential number of lawsuits because of deaths, with the cost of human life being put at about $200,000.
So it's applying a cost-benefit analysis to making the car safer as
exactly.
opposed to suffering
exactly.
the odd lawsuit.
And he does not make any recommendation as to what the company should do.
Now, the second memo.
The second memo from 1981 is actually a collection of lawyers' notes regarding this first document. In these notes, the lawyers say that it would be very bad for a jury in a fuel systems failure lawsuit to see this kind of a memo. And the implication being that while the company says this memo was just written by an engineer, we're not sure for whom or why, and that it can't be regarded as corporate or company policy, these lawyers' notes seem to indicate, according to some of the judges who've looked at cases like this, that there was higher-up discussion within the company about this memo.
Now, GM, I gather, has a reputation for fighting lawsuits of this sort very tenaciously. Why settle in this case before even one witness had been called?
Well, we don't know all of the details in this case. Again, no witnesses. But it can be, some lawyers say, a sign of the power of these memos and how damaging it would be to actually present them to a jury. They have been before juries before. There was a case earlier this year in which a jury awarded the plaintiffs nearly $5 billion in a case against GM. That amount was later reduced, but still, it was a case that General Motors lost and may ultimately, depending on how the appeals play out, prove to be very expensive for them.
Don, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from Detroit.